What comes to mind for you? What is the first thing that jumps into your mind? Do you think about big stacks of gold bars? Do you think about cash? Do you think about precious gemstones? Do you think about real estate, stocks, business ownership? What comes to your mind? What about health? Do you consider health to be an asset? What about time? Do you consider time to be an asset or to be a form of wealth? What about freedom? Do you consider your ability to say whatever you want, to go wherever you want, to travel wherever you want, to worship however you want? Do you consider that to be a form of wealth? I certainly think that they all are. Think about in terms of health, if you've never known anybody who's really sick or who has ever been really sick, all that person wants is to be healthy. And I think that they would gladly trade those other forms of wealth to get back to being healthy. Time, if you don't think that that's a form of wealth, then go talk to some folks who are towards the end of their lives and see if they wouldn't go ahead and trade their other forms of wealth for more time. What about relationships? So many people are lonely these days. You don't think that they would trade some of those other forms of wealth for more human connection? And certainly freedoms, those freedoms that we enjoy here in the United States, we take for granted. The reality is that there's no other society on planet Earth that has the same freedoms as we do. So we're extremely wealthy. What do you think about when you think about currency? What comes into your mind then? Back to gold, perhaps? Back to the United States dollar? Maybe you think about cryptocurrency. There's lots of different forms of currency. What do you think the most valuable one is? For me, I think that the most valuable currency is our ability to work, our ability to earn an income, to innovate. So I want to dig into this idea of currency and then circle back to that. And I'll make my case for why I think that that's such an important thing. But all currency is a system of money that we have agreed we can use to buy and sell things. And certainly throughout history, it's been in the form of coins, of paper bills, and now more and more we have digital money. And it works because we have an agreement that this thing, whatever it might be, this coin has value, and I can give you the coin in exchange for something else that I perceive or believe to be of value. So it's pretty easy. Oftentimes, for a variety of reasons, governments are in control of currency. They want to ensure that it's stable, it's trusted, and they want to be in control of it for a lot of different reasons. Used to be that currency was backed up by some of those other things that are of value, like gold or silver. Most currency today is not, but we still have confidence in it. That's why we call it fiat money. It's the United States dollar, although it's not on the gold standard, meaning it's not backed up by physical gold. We believe or know that the full faith and credit of the United States government stands behind the United States dollar, so we feel good about it. We feel confident in using it. But there are lots of non-monetary forms of currency as well. We have lots of systems of exchange where you can take non-money, non-coins, non-US dollars, non-Bitcoin, and trade it for other things. Certainly, we have always, and we do continue to barter today. Farmers could trade vegetables for a carpenter's, you know, repair work. So you can come in and fix my gate, and I will give you some food that I grew. We certainly have a lot of social currency. We have reputation, trust, and influence that we benefit from. If I possess that, if I have a good reputation in my marketplace, people will. That's going to help me in my social networks. People will give me the benefit of the doubt. They will give me opportunities because they know that I'm a trustworthy person. Time is without question something that we can trade and use as a form of currency. Let's say that I am a dad and I'm really good at trigonometry. One of those things is true. One is not. But let's just say that both were true. And that there was a young man who was struggling. He was a sophomore in high school and he was struggling in trigonometry. And I said, hey, why don't you come over and we can work on it for an hour. And then you can babysit my kids for an hour while I go run some errands. So that would be an exchange. It's a good value exchange. There are loyalty points and rewards, which are very, very popular. Every credit card issuer these days offers it, and companies want you to engage in a loyalty program because it keeps you coming back. So there's all kinds of different examples, from airline miles to credit card reward points to getting a free cup of coffee at your favorite coffee house if you go in enough times. So there's all kinds of different ways. So exchanging value, getting something out of it. Those are different forms of currency. One of the most important forms of currency that I think that we have is our ability to work, our ability to earn a living. Now, could strengthen that by increasing our ability to learn how to innovate, how to solve problems better. We can increase our currency and our ability to work and to earn by getting better at focusing and staying the course. Regardless of the circumstances, regardless of how I'm feeling, I can continue to stay the course and to push forward. We can increase our ability to earn a living, therefore increase our currency by being able to pivot when necessary. To be able to look at a situation and to say, okay, I've invested so much here, but at this point it's a sunk cost. Maybe now it's time to move on. And to be wise enough to recognize when you are holding on too long, or if maybe you should hold on a little longer. Having the ability to pick yourself up, to dust yourself off, to become more gritty, to become more resilient in the face of adversity, which we all face on an almost daily basis. If you can cultivate and strengthen your ability to do those things, you have immense currency. You're making yourself so incredibly valuable. If you're interested in going and working for an existing company and to help strengthen that company as an individual contributor, part of a team, that's an incredible thing. Increasing your level of currency, your level of know-how, your ability in these areas is going to make you much more valuable. If you want to go start your own thing, you want to chase the dream of entrepreneurship, chase wealth that way. Well, if you have these skills, if you understand how to do it, if you can put it to work and do it consistently, well, that's nothing but a really positive thing. And fundamentally, what I'm talking about is becoming more of a self-manager, which is the highest form of currency when it comes to your ability to work. If you're somebody who understands how you work, you understand the impact that you have, how you like to work, all of these things, and you can plug into most any situation and be successful with lots of different kinds of people, and you don't need somebody looking over your shoulder. You don't need somebody telling you where to be, what time to get there, what to do while you're there, what time you're able to go home. You're such a valuable person. So there's so much that goes into this, but one of these really critical things is known as the performance equation. Performance equation is going to, or helps us to determine whether or not I am going to be successful. And what it comes down to is talent times habit times opportunity. And you put those things together, that's going to dictate my ultimate level of success. Okay? And what I wanted to focus on today in regard to that performance equation are the habits. And I have good news. I've got really good news. The two most critical, most important habits you must have are 100% within your control. What an incredible thing. And those two things are attitude and industriousness, also known as your mindset and your work ethic. So your habits of thinking and your habits of work. How well do you do those two things? And if you are a 10 out of 10 in those areas, I think you're pretty much writing your own ticket. With talent, it's your innate talent, your IQ, but also your ability to learn. So that's really important. With opportunity, it's, do you see yourself doing the role, doing the function? And do you see yourself within the organization, within that role, doing that role within a certain organization? So it's those three things. I have no control over my IQ. Something given to me by my parents. I have some control over the company, some control over the role. If I'm going into entrepreneurship, then it's on me. But I have absolute control over that habits piece. So again, I'm going to say that again. It's good news that you have complete and total control over the two most important things. Your ability to earn a living, your ability to increase your value, your ability to shine and stand out in a form of currency, which I believe to be one of the most important, particularly in a capitalistic system, which is where we find ourselves. Are you able to be a self-manager? Are you able to manage your own mindset and your own work ethic? Can you self-manage? And if yes, I think that you are all set. You're good to go. If no, well, I think that we need to be working on these things. And there's good news there too, because I do believe that while some of these things are very much innate, a nature, from a nature perspective, you have been given certain attributes and abilities, there's also the nurture. Wherever you're at with your ability to manage your own attitude and effort, I think that you can increase it. Most all of these things are like muscles, where if you don't exercise it, it will atrophy. You will lose, or at least your ability to do these things will diminish. But a lot of it is also the nurture piece, where you can commit to strengthening these muscles, getting more and more reps, get stronger. So your ability to be a self-manager, an absolute skill, 100%. And it's exciting because I believe it's within your control. I know it's within your control. I know that everybody has the ability to focus on these things and to improve them. So how do you do it? If you wanted to improve on your ability to earn a living, wanted to go through a couple of things that you can do. So how to increase your earning potential, making sure that your currency is of value. You need to make sure that you have the skills for the job and always be working to upgrade your skills. So staying relevant, understanding what it takes, staying on top of technology and leadership and getting more credentials and certifications. These are important things. Getting expertise, doing the things that you're interested in doing. There's opportunities to create multiple income streams. These days, through the wonder that is technology, we have the ability to learn how and to put this stuff to work. If you're somebody who has extra time or extra energy, the sky is the limit on what it is that you can accomplish. So huge opportunities. You can increase your marketability. You can increase your professional network. You can make more connections that will lead to more and more opportunities. You can increase your ability to be a good communicator. You can increase your sales skills. Having the ability, whether you think that you're a salesperson or not, you are. Because you're needing to sell yourself. If you're waiting for somebody to tap you on your shoulder and say, hey, it's your time, well, I don't know that that's ever going to happen. It's really important that you focus on it. Being adaptable, protecting your ability to earn an income, protecting your ability to be viable, making sure that you're financially resilient. So making sure that you have your emergency fund. So if you're not in a scenario that you like, you have walk away money, which simply means you can walk away. It's different than FU money, because FU money means that you can go do whatever you want. Most of us aren't there yet, but you can get walk away money fairly easily. You become debt free. I just mean credit card debt. You get 6 months worth of cash. That is, in a lot of ways, walk away money. Keep learning. Get on top of technology. Learn about AI, all this stuff. Future work. Nobody knows what it's going to look like. All we know, it's going to be different. So fostering, strengthening your ability, your habits of attitude, your habits of effort. That's what it's all about. That's how you win. In any market, any condition, you become a top-tier self-manager, you bet on yourself, and you do that by strengthening your currency, your most valuable currency, which is your ability to earn an income. As you know, there's never going to be anybody more interested in your financial success than you are. brothers and sisters, act accordingly.